Flowers from our garden, flowers, flowers, flowers from our garden. Flowers from our world. Flowers from our garden. Flowers from our garden.
Greetings, good listeners. When I look toward 2025, I see a great amount of change that will sweep most of us in its wake. The change is holy grief that we must release from generations of ancestors that must move, must sing, must heal, and must dance. The change is earth-shaking love that sits quiet in the soul, that lands still like home in the bones, certain like it was never gonna miss, and we were never gonna miss it. Even though we've been missing it for too long, craving it, praying it, yearning it, shattering for it, remaining for it, ever so faithful in moments we were absolutely ridiculous for choosing it, knowing it could very well slip through our fingers had we not remained, oh, so ridiculous. Love in 2025 is certain, but also unfamiliar to our tried and true wounded patterns that we have built such expert coping mechanisms for. Love in 2025 will challenge us to grow and dismantle in ways that we ache to heal and become more of ourselves. The change coming is the materialization of prayer and promises coursing through the veins of the planet, the ancestors who play the long game, and God, have they ever played the long game. They have lifetimes of scars and sacrifices to prove the long game they know, and so do we. Though they move, love, and grieve as if they have nothing to prove at all. And so must we. When I look into 2025, I see mighty change. But I also see the steady support of longevity, the everlasting, breathing easily under our feet. I see a healed and healing collective root chakra, ensuring our stability in places it matters most. Sweetly inviting us to be held, grounded, prepared, connected, and sturdied. Through all the changes we will fall on our knees for and fall in love with, because it's already here. The heartbeat, that is. It's here. Can you feel it? It's right here, living still, living on, in the unbroken, deep in the ancestral celestial memory of your bones, stars, lineage, and communal technologies. I would know. If you're a death surgeon, you know. If you're an open-heart surgery storyteller, you know the only constant is change. If you're a timekeeper, you know what time it is on Earth's clock. You know that we are the ones tasked to know change more than we know anything else, no matter how much we try not to know. But here's the thing, when you know change, when you know death, you know every single time. There are some things that stay. There are some things you keep for good. There are some things that are endless. If you're a good listener, you know. You hear it, you feel it, endlessness reverberating through the rivers, the mountains, the flowers from our garden, the flowers from our world. Radiating through the unbroken love story between the core of the Earth, roughly the size of Pluto, and our North Star. That's us. The thriving village. In 2025, we remember. Calling all good listeners, we invite you to remember the thriving village with us in a 2025 ancestral think tank and artist retreat. Check out all the links in the you know where. Doors open January 8th, 2025. See you there.